Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
It's 8 o'clock here on the East Coast, a very muggy East Coast tonight, I may add. I spent all afternoon trying to usher stink bugs out of the house. I think they're coming in through the chimney, and they're slowly starting to terrorize me. However, welcome to another edition of At Home with Victoria. I am Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host for this evening. The lovely news lady Victoria is playing Doctor up in Deep Creek, and she is enjoying every minute of it, so... Tonight I'm really excited to go ahead and have on this young, charming, talented, and might I mention beautiful woman, Jen Halverson, lead singer from the band Hip Kitty. This is a bit of a departure for us. I'm usually into a jazz and a country and softer tones. However, I kind of fell in love with this girl. I blame Marilyn Bennett and Renata Gonsalves for introducing me to the band Hip Kitty. So Jen Halverson will be, she's not calling in yet. I hope to God she gets the message. But anywho, we're going to go ahead and open it with a little bit of music from Hip Kitty. This is On This Side of Heaven. We come back, Jen Halverson.
You're all I've got, warm inside of heaven.
this side of heaven. And speaking of heaven, heaven is missing an angel tonight because Miss Jen Halverson joins us now. Welcome to the home of Victoria, Jen. How are you, doll?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great now that I'm talking to you. Darling, I love your tunage. And you know what? I didn't know you were that pretty.
Well, thank you very much.
Where are you calling in from tonight, Jen?
We are in Nashville. We're at home tonight, so it's kind of nice.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's start chatting about you. Where do they grow people as pretty as you? Where'd you come from?
Well, I grew up in Mississippi.
Really?
I grew up in Mississippi, and of course, I think at some point in every musician's life, at some point you always end up in Nashville for some period of time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's, I ended up in Nashville. I went to Belmont University and studied music, and, that just got me into the music scene, and that's where I met Mike, and things took off from there.
Now, Hip Kitty started in 2002, is that correct?
That is correct.
How did you guys all meet?
Well, like I said, I moved to Nashville, was, doing the college thing, and I couldn't really make up my mind, do I want to pursue, because when I was at Belmont, I was doing musical theater. I really love, the Broadway aspect, of performing as well. But then there was also the part of me that just loved getting up on stage and rocking it out. And I figured, Nashville kind of gives me the option to, go to school and then kind of get my feet wet, just, hitting the streets with the music business. And after about a year in school, I said, I really got to try this. And so I went out on my own, and I had my own manager and was just kind of pursuing the solo career for a while. And that's actually how I ended up meeting Mike, who is our guitar player / eventually my husband. But he moved to Nashville to, do the whole music theme thing with a country band. And then, how it all goes. It's, you're doing it for a while and, people part ways, whatever. But I met him through a mutual manager that I had at the time, and it just totally clicked when we got together and talked about, our vision and really what we wanted to do. And so we got together and said, well, let's try something new. And that's how we started Hip Kitty.
Yeah. Now, your bass player, Rick Schiavo, how did you end up meeting him?
Well, he's actually not our bass player. Our bass player is Alan Woodard.
Oh, my goodness.
So I can tell you all you want to know
my
about Alan.
My research is incorrect.
Now let me tell you. I can tell you about Alan. Alan was actually in another band that we used to do shows with quite often around here in Nashville, and just ended up on, they disbanded and just really liked his whole look and, perspective on the music business. And he decided to come over to the right team, we said.
And your drummer, too. I'm guessing at Mark. Is that correct? No?
Right. That is correct.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Good. How did you end up meeting him?
Mark, we met through a mutual friend. I mean, really, that's the music business. Once you get in there and you start working and you start networking and you play shows with other bands and you make friends and you just meet other people. And, I don't know that Mark was really with, any other band, just more so he was in Nashville. The big thing is like studio cats, filling in, playing on records, kind of the hired gun scene. So, that's what he had been doing in the past, and that's really not what he wanted. He wanted to be part of a band, be part of a sound and an image, and that's a little bit out of the norm for the country world over here. So we're kind of the odd man out, but I like that.
Well, it really does it does land, and I've said this to many people too. I mean, Nashville is very much a baptism by fire town, and only the truly talented survive, and that's why I respect so much about Nashville that way, because they don't mince words. I mean, the LA scene, the Miami scene, the New York scene is still a little bit of pomp and circumstance, but Nashville can see through eyeliner and sequins. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the best in the world are here, for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, to have such a strong following and such a good name in Nashville says a lot, and we're really proud of that.
Mm-hmm. You had the stuff I'm just going to make mention, too. The stuff we're listening to tonight is not from your 2008 release, The Art of War. The stuff we're listening to tonight is the stuff new on your self-titled album now, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, great. The Art of War, I was reading up on, and your engineer, George Tutko, very, very impressive. I mean, he's worked with some of the all-time greats.
Oh, yeah, George is a character.
Yeah.
I've never in my life met anybody like George. He's so creative. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain him. I think he lives on a different planet.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But
I mean, working with
fabulous at what he does.
Because I know he worked with John Cougar. I know he worked with Debbie Harry. And I do believe he worked with Rod Stewart on a few projects.
Yep, he did.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's one of the nicest guys. I mean, that's a major thing, is just working with people that you know, that have the same vision, that you can get along with, and that are good people, you know. So I have nothing to say but wonderful things about him. It was great.
Absolutely. We got a live chat room going. I want to make mention to all the new guests, 5008, 5146, Lisa Renee Brown joining us from Maryland, and Mara being in Nashville producing chat tonight. We're going to go ahead and take your questions for Jan a little later in the evening. So from that point of view, I think we should listen to some more music, Jan, okay?
That would be great.
Let's go to Love Hangover, baby, because this is a great song, actually. I listened to it a few dozen times today, so you're going to all enjoy it. Don't go away. This is Hip Kitty with Love Hangover. We're going to come back with Jan Hellstrom. Jen Halverson, lead singer of Hip Kitty. Boy, woman, you got some pipes on you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm going to make mention too. The guest room is not terribly packed, but everybody's watching the X Factor right now and stuff. And I want to get your take on competitions such as American Idol, the X Factor, and all that stuff. Are you watching any of them by any chance?
No. The last I heard, it's funny you mentioned that. I was just in a songwriting session, and Alan, our bass player, was actually mentioned. He goes, "Oh my gosh!" He goes, "Did you see Sophie Simmons is on X Factor?" I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" So, Gene Simmons' daughter, and I'm like, "Really?"
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'll be honest. I watched the first few seasons of Idol. I've seen a few episodes of X Factor, but most of all because we're so busy and we're usually out on the road, I don't get to see that stuff. But, I don't really ever, I don't watch a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah. Gene Simmons' daughter, actually, I don't know if you did happen to catch it, but she had a really kind of a unique voice, very kind of Adele-esque, but she had like an elbow on every note kind of a thing. It was like a downward twang to it, which was really interesting. And they played her against this woman who was a voice teacher, and she had been performing on Broadway and everything for 9,000 years, and she comes out and she oversings whatever song she oversung. And it was just hilarious how catty she was towards, if my dad was Gene Simmons, I'd go ahead and get through it. It's just like, whoa, everybody, take two steps back from the table.
Yeah,
it's just Britney
exactly.
Spears and Demi Lovato, for God's sake. I mean, Demi Lovato, what is she, 14? And she's judging these people? I don't get it.
Well, when you said, what's your opinion, this is my opinion on it. I think it's great. But for anybody that's aspiring to be an artist, it's not the be-all, end-all. The thing that I would tell everybody is that when you go to an audition for this, remember, it's not a talent show. It's a TV show. They're
correct.
Not looking for the next Adele. They're looking for what's going to get them good ratings. You know. Now, with that being said, there have been a lot of fabulous singers that have come through and done very well. Obviously, Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, Daughtry.
Yeah,
but the thing that I would say is there's thousands and thousands of people that audition, and they're going in there with needing to fill a cast. And so when you go to these auditions, keep in mind that they've only got one spot for a Carrie Underwood. And if they've got that role filled, so to speak, with an audition that maybe they did in New York, by the time they get to Orlando or to another city, they're not looking for another Carrie Underwood. So you might be just as good, you might be better, but they're not going to waste their time with it because the role has already been filled. And so, I would encourage anybody to do it. It's a good experience, I'm sure, to put yourself out there and try that auditioning process. But by all means, it's not a, be-all, end-all to try and make it in the music business, I would say.
Oh, I agree fully. I think there's two sides to the music business. I think there's the indie music business where you have artists that have true talent that trouble and toil, and then you have the machine music where basically when you win American Idol, you go into the music machine and you are given this and that and the other thing, and that I think it's a workhorse situation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and the winners that have come out of that show, I mean, props to people like Chris Daughtry, because he had been hitting the road for how many years, and it gave him the opportunity. So I think in a situation like that, when American Idol came along, he was ready, he was prepared, and I think that's why he's done so well, is because he's had that road time, he's had those years put into it. I think if you take someone that just maybe has a really good voice and just gets lucky, will they do well? Maybe. Will they not? I don't know. They don't have those years of – there's something to be said for years of hard work and hitting the pavement. And, and I think that builds up your endurance and kind of prepares you for that lifestyle, because it's a completely different lifestyle change to be on the road 24/7 and knowing how to, from a vocal standpoint, how to keep your voice up to do a show every night.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree fully. If I was ever on American Idol, I'd like to come in second. I think that's a nice little place because it's not too much in the limelight. It's just enough to give me a little hand up. But you go ahead and look over there, and that beacon is shining. But
it's not necessarily the winner that comes out on top all the time. I just think it's the people that make the most out of the opportunity.
Oh, and look at Clay Aiken. I mean, multi-million albums sold, and the kid irritates me. to no end. Never a fan of the ginger. I know. You know, I get his voice and stuff, but if you've ever, I don't know if you've ever tried to listen to a whole album straight through, this, I think, is the true testament of a good artist. If I can sit and listen to your CD for 45 minutes and I don't get irritated, that is a great singer. Clay Aiken, seriously, by song number 4, it's like, God already, I get it. You know, you can sing. Fine. Congratulations.
Yes.
But Solitaire,
well, you know,
my
I mean,
God, the most depressing
thing,
song ever written.
The big thing with me is, okay, so you can sing great. I mean, I'm the lead singer, so I'm, you know, obviously I'm all about vocals and good, you know, good strong melodies and all that. But there is something to be said for performing and entertaining. You know, a good song and a good vocalist will only take you so far. When people are paying now over $100 for a ticket, they don't want to hear, they want to see. So what can you, you know, what can you bring to that stage? You better be able to bring more than just a pretty voice, in my opinion, in order to have longevity. And that's something that, as far as Hit Kitty, that we strive on. I mean, I've always said, you know, so many big dreams with the band and so many awards that we hope to go on and do great things and win. But to me, if you can win Entertainer of the Year, that's huge, because that says that people are out there buying tickets to come see your show. You know, albums are great, and I'm all about that too, but what can you do in a live performance with your audience? And that says
absolutely
a lot.
No, I've read some reviews of Hip Kitty, and actually Renata, is it Renata?
Mm-hmm.
Gonzalez? Yeah, Renata. I always stumble on her name, but she went over and above that. I think I'm going to try and make it out to Nashville. I think you have some performances there in October that she told me about. Or is it November, I think? Could be November 17th.
Well, we've got...
There we go.
Yeah, we've got performances in both.
Yeah, there we go. But, I being 5'11", I mean, you're a tall bird, too. So, I mean, that right there is something worth looking at.
I know. I'm almost the tallest person in the band. I will tell you, I will never, ever wear heels on stage because I'll be a giant.
Absolutely.
Not to mention I'd probably fall over.
Going to take a question from chat, Jen, if you don't mind. How do you keep your voice ready before a show?
You know, I always joke that the lead singer doesn't have any fun, but that's what it is. I mean, it's very strict. I couldn't even tell you the last time I had a Coke, a Diet Coke, anything like that, nothing carbonated.
Really?
I don't drink anything with caffeine. I don't drink anything with alcohol, because alcohol has a very drying effect on it. So I, you know, at least 2 days before I've got a performance, I won't have any kind of alcohol, which it annoys me to no end, because we'll be playing with bands that can just, the guys will just, you know, take shots and drink beers, and they go up there and they sing great. And hopefully maybe, you know, maybe like 10, 15 years from now, they won't be able to sing as well. But, I, you know, that's my whole deal is, I'm really strict with that. You know, obviously no smoking, exercise, eat right. And then my one little trick of the trade, which people think I'm crazy, is right before I go on stage, I take a big spoonful of coconut oil and like kind of gargle with it and swallow it, because it's like a good lubricant, actually, for your throat.
Yeah.
So you've heard
I've heard all
like Martina McBride, I think, like the like gummy bears or potato chips for grease. But I found coconut oil to work. And we were doing a show in Nashville a few weeks ago, and this guy was backstage, and he goes, "What are you doing? What is that you're drinking back there?" I'm like,
"Don't ask.
My coconut oil. I can condition my hair with it and cook with it and use it for my throat."
He's thinking, sure, it's coconut oil.
Multi-purpose.
That's funny. Let's go back to some music here. I've got Over My Head coming up. Jen, give us a little bit of background on Over My Head.
Over My Head, I think everybody goes through points in their life when they're just like, they're losing control, you know? It's like, I'm just going over the top, and I guess for me, Over My Head was a lot about sometimes you feel like you're over your head in the music business, you know. I question, do I know what I'm doing? But I have to do it. I absolutely love it. I mean, who wakes up in the morning and says, oh, I want to be a rock star? But I don't know. I do.
Yeah.
So am I over my head? I don't know. I'm going for it and giving it everything I got. And sometimes I think I'm crazy and get lost in the craziness from it. But I think everybody goes through points in their life when they're like that, you know.
And
so that was kind of the inspiration on that one.
How you talk, doll. Absolutely. This is Hip Kitty with Over My Head, back with Jen Halverson right after this. Rock and stuff, but I'm not really into this new rock. A good friend of mine, Kelly, has a kid named Hunter, and he is into this that kind of music and stuff. And I was listening to it on his iPad the other day, and I said, could you please tell me what the words are? And so he listened back to it, and he actually recited the words, and I thought, oh my God, I am really sincerely too old for this shit. But your tune is so fresh, and yet it's so old school, Jen. I don't know how to put it.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. I mean, I don't want to sound like everybody else, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Hey, speaking of that, who are your influences? Who do you listen to?
I think that's one of the interesting things about the band is so many different influences that come into play with our songwriting. I mean, we've done a couple covers into our shows lately, and I'm really like into the Jefferson Airplane sound right now. You know, the whole Grace Slick thing is super cool to me. From a performing standpoint, I absolutely love Steven Tyler. I think he has such a cool way about him on stage, and his melodies are really cool. New bands, if we're talking new bands, I'm really into Shinedown, Nickelback. But at the same time, I mean, I'll listen to Michael Bublé. I'll listen to Metallica, Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally, like, if you're on the Hip Kitty tour bus going down the road, you will hear everything from Frank Sinatra to Obituary. So
fantastic.
We listen to everything, and it all kind of comes into play with our songwriting.
Fantastic. Going to go back to the chat for a question here. Marilyn, our producer, received a phone call from a friend listening. She's a singer in Nashville. She wants to know how Jen keeps her spirits up when times seem down. That's a good question.
This thing just freaking kicks
you in the nuts, you know?
Having a really strong group in itself, just the band itself, you know, because when you're on the road 24/7, they're your family. And so having the right people in the band with the same outlook and the same vision is super, super important. And, you know, when somebody's down, another person's up, and you just kind of balance each other out. Obviously, having my husband in the band is, you know, traveling with family all the time is definitely a good thing. I will say we don't promote ourselves as a Christian band, but we are, you know, all firm believers and all Christians. And, you know, it isn't unusual for on a Sunday to, you know, switch over the radio to, you know, listen to a sermon or whatever, because for us, you got to have a stronghold. And, you know,
yeah.
So our stronghold is our faith, and that definitely plays into our music and what we do and the message that we want to put out there. And, you know, I always joke, I'm like, sometimes I think God gets sick of listening to me because I'm always like, dear God, let me tell you about my problems. that's what it is for us. Family and faith really is my stronghold.
Yeah, a strong faith is certainly important, and I think I don't know. I mean, I'm watching the news the other day, and I'm watching about war and war and war and war and this war and that war and the other thing. And I have to applaud you, Jen, and the entire group, Hip Kitty, because you are giving back to the troops in a way that I just find absolutely particularly stunning. Let's talk about some of the campaigns that you have going on. Talk about the old cell phones, the donation of old cell phones that you're trying to redistribute.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we work with Cell Phones for Soldiers, which a lot of people have heard about by now. But what Cell Phones for Soldiers is a company that will – what we do is we collect old cell phones just to be, you know, certain. They don't actually have to work because they're not actually getting the cell phones when we send them overseas. They're just getting used for recycling. And the recycling generates money that's going to make a calling card. So for every cell phone that somebody turns in, it's a 60-minute calling card that it generates, and then we get to send that overseas to our deployed troops, and they can use that to call back home. For us, it's a really easy thing because we can collect them at all of our shows. We love doing it, and we've gotten such a good response from, you know, obviously we've done military tours, and then when we come back home, you know, we'll go back and we'll send more cards, and they're so wonderful about sending pictures and, you know, sending us emails saying we got the cards and thank you so much. And you know, I mean, really, it's the Hip Kitty fans that do it, you know. So, but it's a wonderful, wonderful mission, and it's nice to have the feedback that, you know, it's making a difference for them when they're over there.
Absolutely. Is there a link that you can actually go ahead and give me that I can put up in the chat room that that people can actually do it, or
right.
Is it just
so,
basically wherever you're on tour?
Well, you can always donate when we're on tour, but what you can do is you can go to cellphonesforsoldiers.com. And actually, if you go to their site, there is a link on there that will allow you to print out a shipping label for free. And you can ship it directly to them, and it won't cost you anything. And I know you can do that on their website.
Wow, that's great. You're also into the Save the Hero Foundation with a good friend of mine, Paula Smith.
Yes, we love Paula.
We love Paula.
She's always fabulous and glamorous.
I tell you, and boy, the girl can chat your ear off, and she's so charming. I can't wait to meet her in Nashville. I just want to hug her until, you know, she tickles herself.
She's a sweetheart, and always, always very, very stylish.
Absolutely. Tell us about Save the Hero.
Well, what we did was, since we do so many things, different things, I guess I should say, with the military, is we wrote a song a few months ago, and we're using that song, and the song's called Will You Save the Hero? We're using the song to forward the efforts of some of those foundations, like Cell Phones for Soldiers, like Graffiti of War, anybody else that we work with. We're playing a few shows here in the Nashville area coming up in the next few weeks to benefit our military. So we're using that song, we're using the video, and, you know, anytime that we're, you know, on tour or doing any kind of press, we just kind of all wrap that together to forward the efforts that we work with the military.
Yeah. The video is fantastic. You can go ahead and check it out on youtube.com/, I think it's Hip Kitty, is that correct, or is it Save the Hero?
It's Hip Kitty, yeah, but if you,
Kitty,
you know,
yeah.
If you Google search Hip Kitty or Will You Save the Hero, it'll, you know, you'll find it.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I watched it the other night and, you know, had a good tear in my eye. I mean, seriously, right now, especially with the current, what do you think of that? Did you watch any of the debates this year, the Democratic or the Republicans?
No, we were on stage.
Good girl.
You know,
good
all,
girl. I tell
when
you,
all the,
it's a,
when
it's
all the
a shit show out there, Jen.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll be honest with you, because I did. We were on stage, and I did kind of see a TV in the background, and I guess it was when all the Libya stuff was, you know,
yeah,
just had happened, and I'm sure the audience was like, "What is this girl doing?" Because my eyes kept cutting, and I'm like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Is the world fixing to end here?" You
yeah
know. And so when we got off stage, I'm like, what's going on, you know? And I don't know. It's a really – the word that I hear so many people using is scared. I think a lot of people are scared,
yeah,
you know? And I don't know. All that says to me is, you know, that's all the more reason why we need to be supporting our troops. I just got an email today with from one of our good friends that we know. I didn't even know he was deployed in Afghanistan, but – you know, he sent us a message through Facebook saying, you know, thank you for what you're doing. And we actually did a commercial for AFN, their television network. And he said, oh, I saw you on TV over here in Afghanistan in the commercial. But
great.
But I love hearing from them and knowing that what we're doing is making a difference and anything that we can do to help. You know, I mean, going overseas and performing for the troops is one of the biggest things that we get to do, and it's so rewarding because you really get an inside look as to far as, you know, what's going on and how you can help, and you really have such an appreciation for living in America. You know, I mean, I know, okay, so things are scary right now, but at the end of the day, we live in America, and it's a lot better here than it is pretty much anywhere else.
Yeah.
And you don't really know that until you're overseas and you've been to these places, and it is. You know?
Yeah, you're going to Afghanistan December 23rd through January 4th. Now, forgive me. You're going back a second time, or is this your first time to Afghanistan?
This is our first time to Afghanistan. We've been to Iraq, we've been to Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, but never been into Afghanistan. So I'm nervous and I'm excited all at the same time.
Yeah, what? I mean, geez, you must. I would assume that you would get some sort of escort, or you just don't land in Afghanistan and, you know, kind of drive out to the military base with your guitars and
yeah,
shit. You know, it's like,
yeah, you don't fly Delta to Afghanistan.
Like?
well, I mean, obviously we'll fly, you know, military,
yeah,
military plane and land there. I'm obviously security will be, you know, much more intense. Like, we've never been to Afghanistan, but from my experience in the past, we've always had high security,
yeah,
you know, which, you know, makes you feel better, makes you feel more protected. But at the same time, you kind of feel like, oh, man, is this what the president feels like? You
know? Yeah, really.
We had some of the coolest drivers. And where were we? I think it was in Kuwait, you know, and they'll pick you up. And, man, they're driving these big Suburbans and making all these quick turns because, you know, they're like, oh, well, we don't want nobody to follow us. Or I'm thinking, man, this must be what the president feels like when he's, you know, riding in Secret Service.
Yeah. See, this is why I'm gay. There's no part of Indiana Jones inside of me. I give you credit, my love. I think you're a lovely woman for doing that, but there's no way in hell you'd catch me in Afghanistan. But funny thing is, this is what a small world is, Jen. One of our listeners, Lisa Brown from Maryland, actually, her son is in Afghanistan, and Yeah, my kids leave for Afghanistan in a few weeks. So actually, you will be singing for her son, which is, I think, just the greatest thing ever. Brendan gets his sergeant promotion tomorrow. Brendan is a soldier out there. But how cool would that be?
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. Well, I hope he comes up and says hello and introduces himself.
Okay, you hear that, Lisa? You go ahead and tell Brendan to go ahead and walk up to the tall blonde on stage and just poke her in the eye.
It poke her in the eye. I don't know about that.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. You also do a lot of work with disabilities, with kids, and you also work with animal rescue, too, which I find is a great, great feat. Talk about that for a bit.
Oh, you know, our heart is animals. I mean, we love doing military, and we love doing animals. We just finished up, we were at in Pensacola. We just played the Luna Fest, and it was us, it was the Foo Fighters, Zach Brown, a whole bunch of great bands, and it was so funny because we walked off the stage and there was a booth, you know, they have vendors outside of the concerts, and there was a booth set up, it was Hush Puppies, and they had the mascot out there, this little beagle puppy, and wouldn't you know, I stepped off stage and I'm like, oh Lord, no, I gotta go say hi to this puppy. So we literally had just finished playing and I'm like, oh, I gotta go get some puppy kisses. We love animals. This last Christmas, we actually did, we used our Christmas party kind of as a fundraiser. We have a local animal shelter here in town that's completely nonprofit. It's a no-kill shelter. And so we opened up the Christmas party to any of the Hip Kitty fans that wanted to attend. The only thing that we said was, you know, if you can please just, you know, bring a donation for the shelter. And that was so rewarding, getting to, right before Christmas, load up, you know, truckloads of dog food and toys and bring it over to the animal shelter. And I have such a hard time not wanting to walk out and take all of them home. I swear, we just need a tour bus that we can use to just pick up all the stray animals, because we have done that before, actually.
Yeah, see, I'm a sucker, too. I can't do it. A good friend of mine, Jim Canella, in Los Angeles, actually takes in rescues, and then he personally finds the families for them. And each time he brings a pet home, it's like, how can you even give it away? I mean, holy shitballs. He just adopted this wonderful golden retriever puppy. Is there anything cuter? Seriously.
No, absolutely not. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How sweet.
Let's talk to, I'm really kind of curious, how did you get your sponsorship with Affliction Clothing?
We have an absolutely fabulous manager.
There we go, Renata, back to you.
Renata, that works day in and day out to help support the band and connect us where we need to connect us. We were so excited about that because really, I mean, does it get any cooler than Affliction? Really, it doesn't. I mean, that's like the go-to clothing right now. And for a rock band to be sponsored by Affliction, we're honored and excited. And we actually have an event coming up this Saturday. We're doing an in-store signing at the Opry Mills Mall, which is the it mall in Nashville. If you ever come to visit, everybody comes to Opry Mills. But we've actually got an Affliction store in the Opry Mills Mall, and so we'll be doing an in-store signing, you know, selling our albums, meeting fans this Saturday. It's going to be from 1 to 4, and we're expecting a big turnout. It's going to be a lot of fun. We love working with Affliction, and I love the clothes, you know. What girl doesn't like to go into a store and say, I'll take this and this and this? And
I know, it's fantastic.
Get to wear it.
I mean, quite a coup. I think
we
should go back
to thank you to them, obviously. We love it.
Let's go back to some music, Jen. This is Hip Kitty with Agony and Ecstasy. We're talking with Jen Halverson. Don't go anywhere. Ecstasy. Oh, my Lord, child, you have such a career ahead of you. What's next for Hip Kitty? Where are you guys going?
Well, the next place that we're off to is going to be in Effingham, Illinois. We're playing the Bonfire Music Fest there October 6th. So that's the next travel destination. But in the meantime, and basically until the end of the year, what we're doing is we're going to be back in the studio working on a new album, hopefully have it out by the first of this next year.
Where have you guys traveled in the music markets? Have you guys been to L.A. yet or Miami?
We have not been to L.A. We have been to California, but that was to play Fort Irwin. And that's the only time we've been to California. So looking forward to getting back to California. That would be a good time.
Absolutely. Do you find a definitive difference in the markets between Nashville and other Illinois, for example? What's the music market like in Illinois? Are they a listening audience or are they a woo-hoo drinking audience? So what kind of audience are there?
I think they're going to be a woo-hoo drinking.
Good girl.
Good time audience. I mean, this is actually our first time to play the Bonfire Music Fest, so I really don't know what to expect. From the other bands that are playing, I can bet it's going to be a really good time. That you know, it's going to be a party atmosphere. And as far as, you know, different reactions from different regions, not really. I mean, everybody loves Hip Kitty music, don't they?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and I think just the performance value that you guys are putting on is fantastic. But let's go into at what point do you understand that this is in your blood and you'll never, ever get rid of it? I mean, you won't stop until Hip Kitty makes it on the Grammys. I mean, what is Hip Kitty's utopia?
Okay, like rephrase that. Like, how did I know? Is that what you mean? Like,
how did you know, playing with these guys, that eventually Hip Kitty is going to go ahead and make it to the top? Because you speak with such fervor and such vigor that I know we'll be seeing you on the big stages. So when did you know?
You. I don't know.
Honey,
I mean, everybody
no
always
doubt.
Says, you got
three
you
hot
gotta
guys,
feel your
and you're hot yourself. You know what I mean? So you have the formula. Plus, I mean, the music is really good. So it's going to happen.
Well, thank you. I'm just going to call you every night so you can say nice
Why
things
don't
to
you?
Me. But
it's true,
I mean,
I really believe it.
Well, thank you. It's a gut feeling. It's just, it's what I have to do. I don't know how to explain it other than it's what I have to do. I feel like this is my purpose in life. It's what I have to do. And when I'm on stage, it's just, oh my gosh, I don't want to get off. I don't want to get off. I love it. I love every aspect of it. And it's the best thing in the world. It's better than anything. And I think my husband would agree. I mean, it's better than sex. It's better than a good glass of wine. It's,
absolutely.
You know, it's a drug. It really is. It's a drug. And once you get, you know, a fix off of it, of that big stage and the lights and the crowd, it's like you have to have more of it. And I mean, that's why I think that people like Aerosmith have had careers that have spanned decades, like Kiss.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on, how many farewell tours have they done? You know,
absolutely.
I mean, you just can't let it go. It's part of you. It's who you are. And it's such a good feeling to get that response from the audience, to be on stage and, you know, to have the sound engineer walk out and start videoing, you know, who's worked with everybody under the sun. And, you know, because it says to me they see something in Hip Kitty, and to see a jaw drop from a manager who's working with another artist. And, you know, I'm just like, yeah, they get it. You know, and I just want the opportunity for the rest of the world to hear it, to get it, and to do great things with our music.
Yeah, absolutely. Honey, I've burnt up 52 of your minutes here. We got 8 minutes left. I'm going to ask you, where can people find The Art of War? Is that actually available on Amazon.com or CD Baby or anything?
It's available on all those sites, The Art of War and then the Hip Kitty EP. If you go to hipkittyband.com, we've got all of the links for all of our websites as far as Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation. You can get our albums on iTunes. You can get them on Amazon, CD Baby, but you can also order them right directly from us, which is the hipkittyband.com site. And that's if you want the actual CD. I know everybody's doing downloads these days, but, you know, you can also get it from our site.
Absolutely. And you yourself are actually on Facebook. Feel free to go ahead and friend her. Jen's pretty active on her page. She's not one of those snobby people that has administrators that don't answer her mail. So I think it's fantastic. Jen, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's been a pure pleasure. Please give my hugs to the band. Once again, nothing but the best for Hip Kitty, and feel free to come back anytime. All right, buddy?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was nice talking to you.
So nice chatting with you, and say hi to Renata. And is Mike Renata's son?
He is. Yeah.
Oh, I see. I just put that together with the last name because I'm such a detective here. You know what I mean?
You are. It's a family affair here in Hip Kitty. We're like the Partridge Family.
Absolutely, honey. You guys are going far, and I can't wait to go ahead and see you at the Grammys. Actually, I'm going to be attending the Grammys this year, so I'm kind of excited.
Hoping,
I know. I'm almost scared. I'm so not cool enough for the Grammys.
No, I'm not.
When you were listening to Metallica, I was listening to Air Supply. This is the difference between you and I.
You'll be fine. You go this year, scope it out, because we have full plans of being there next year. We're playing a Grammy party in Nashville, so we'll
Great.
Be involved, but we're on the Nashville side this year. But hopefully the following year we will be there, right there with you.
Absolutely. Jen, it's been a pleasure to talk with you, buddy. And like I said, huge hugs to the hubby, and best of luck to Hip Kitty, all right?
Thank you so much. You have a good night.
You too. Come back anytime.
All right, bye.
That was Jen Halverson from Hip Kitty. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. The music is pretty friggin' fantastic. So I want to thank everybody up in chat. Amy Vodders joining us from Boston, guest 5146, guest 5739, guest 6402, guest 6744, guest 6935, Lisa from Maryland, and Marby, another brilliant production up in the chat room. You can go ahead and find Hip Kitty at www.hipkittyband.com. They're on iTunes, they're on CD Baby, amazon.com/hipkitty. Check them out on YouTube. But we're going to go ahead and play us out with a little reprise of Hip Kitty on this side of heaven. Best of luck to Victoria up there in Deep Creek, but God bless everybody, and I hope you enjoy the show. Have a great night.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.